Good morning, everyone. I hope you're doing well on this kind of cloudy day. So next Monday, April 8th, will be a sight rarely seen, one that we cannot expect to see again until 2044. It is a total solar eclipse. This rare phenomenon occurs when the moon travel directly in front of the sun's path, blocking the sun's light, creating from day to eerie twilight in seconds, and an ability in that darkness to see some stars and planets that you can rarely see. If you close your eyes and take a deep breath in, can you picture what it looks like? The moon and its shadow coming right directly in front of the sun. Now, the last total solar eclipse was only 7 years ago. I say only because the one before that was in 1979. And the next one will be in 20 years. So they are regular, irregular in their coming. We can now scientifically know when they're coming, but they do not come in a regular pattern. And this year's eclipse is going to be comparatively better than the one from 7 years ago because its path of totality, which is the track of the moon's shadow across the Earth's surface, is 60% longer than the last time. Some places on its path will experience up to 4.5 minutes of the eclipse. And in the United States, the path of totality begins in Texas and crosses over New York between 3:15 and 3:30. So when you're done with meditation, you might want to put that in your calendar that next Monday between 3:15 and 3:30, you want to go outside and see what that total solar eclipse looks like. But public service announcement, staring at that total solar eclipse without safety glasses can cause a lot of damage to your retinas. So I recommend that you buy those safety glasses, which only cost a couple dollars. You have time to do that now so that you don't miss this event and you don't hurt your eyes. Now, these days, the solar eclipse is a scientific phenomenon that causes mass excitement. And it can be planned for specifically. In fact, millions of people are planning to travel to places like Texas so that they can have the clearest skies when this total eclipse comes. But for a moment, imagine what it must have been like for our ancient ancestors. They had no idea this total solar eclipse was coming. It did not come with any regularity that they could expect it or imagine it as a natural phenomenon. In fact, it came so infrequently that some people would never see one in their lifetime, especially back then when they lived to be 35 or 40. So imagine that without warning, the light of the sun in the middle of the day would be completely blocked by the moon, causing a darkness to fall that literally blinded people when they looked up at it. How scared would you be? As you might imagine, in biblical times, we were quite frightened and petrified and overwhelmed by total solar eclipses, which did happen. Our ancestors interpreted these events as evil spirits at work or God punishing us for some misdeeds. Now, the prophet Amos was alive when there was the great Assyrian eclipse of 763 BCE. That was a long time ago, but scientists know that there was a very big total eclipse in 763 BCE during Amos's time. And there was 90% coverage in northern Israel, where Amos would live. He saw this solar eclipse as an omen of punishment for disregarding our responsibilities, like helping the needy and the poor. He wrote in the prophets, "Shall not the earth shake for this? On that day, declares God, I will make the sun set at noon. I will darken the earth on a sunny day." consistently throughout the Talmud, the solar eclipse was considered a bad omen for humanity. The sages said, when the sun is eclipsed, it's a bad omen for the entire world. And they share this story, a parable about a king who invites everyone of his subjects to a feast, and he placed lanterns in the hall. But then, when all the guests were there, he removed all the lanterns and forced them to sit in darkness. Rabbi Meir of the second century in the Talmud is quoted as saying, when the heavenly lights, the sun and the moon are eclipsed, it's a bad omen for the enemies of the Jewish people. We might welcome that news right now, but he also says it's a bad omen for the Jewish people. It does feel like we're in a time where signs and omens feel weighty. So how should we see the eclipse that's coming next week? Maybe not in terms of omens or signs, but I would invite us to think of it as one of the great wonders of God's creation, one that is full of awe in all senses of the word. Part of that awe is its rarity and its beauty, but part of the awe is somewhat terrifying in that we will experience for a few minutes what it is like to actually lose the light of the sun in the middle of the day, a total solar eclipse. But that awe is powerful. Perhaps it's exactly the feeling we need right now to move us out of the darkness. After the last total solar eclipse 7 years ago, they studied the people who saw it in the path of totality. And they found, literally, that the people who saw it had increases in awe and the social processes that are core to collective life, that people who actually looked at it had less self-focus, greater sociability, affiliation, collective focus, and humility than those who had not seen the eclipse. In other words, all the things we know that awe brings out in people, a greater sense of communal belonging, of something, being part of something bigger than themselves. And then, of course, the pro-sociability that comes from that, the willingness to be more selfless for others, all those good things, that is what happened to people who watched and saw the total solar eclipse. So I invite us now to create a little meditation around this for ourselves. Close your eyes. We'll offer the blessing of gratitude that we've lived to this moment, Moda Ani Lefanecha, one more day. Thank you, God, for that gift. And I invite you to picture the sun beating down on you, seeing and feeling its light. Take in that glorious light. And now imagine seeing the moon cast in dark shadow, crossing across the sky directly over the sun, blocking all of the sun's light in the middle of the day, casting an eerie darkness everywhere around. But remember, it's not complete darkness because there will be a penumbra around the moon, like a halo, little rays of light creeping out from behind, which reminds us that the light is not gone. We just cannot see it for a moment. And perhaps that's the metaphor for us in these dark days. The light never goes away. We just cannot see it for a few minutes. But next week on Monday, if you step outside around 3:15 with your safety glasses on, you will be able to feel the awe and wonder of God's creation. You'll be reminded of the miracle of light, which will enable us to reignite the light we feel towards other human beings in these dark times. And perhaps that is the point of it all. If you want a mantra, I invite you to use the Hebrew word likui, which is eclipse, literally comes from the word of a defect in some way. Likui. Likui. And you could picture what this sight is or you can allow yourself to bask in the light of the sun, or you can let your mind go wherever you need in this moment of quiet, but don't mind the time. Once upon a time, there was light in my life. Now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart. Couldn't help myself for a little Bonnie Tyler this morning. I wish you all a light-filled, blessed day.